You're listening to Mortgage 101, your guide to homeownership with Clinton Wilkins and myself, Todd Vino.
In this episode, the 2024 budget has been released and what changes matter most to borrowers.
How the government can support more new builds in Canada.
And the do's and don'ts of purchasing a prefabricated home. I guess we're going to talk about a lot of budgetary items this episode. I think obviously anybody who's curious to know what happened in the budget here in Canada obviously was released here yesterday.
Yeah, well, there was some pretty big news leading up to the budget, though. It's not as though it was a big surprise, right? We knew there was going to be a lot of housing.
They love their little nuggets that are dropped along the trail on the way to budget day.
Yep.
And certainly a lot to do with housing and the mortgage industry. I can tell you I've been very busy giving my opinion and my 2 cents worth on what was announced and how it's going to impact Canadians and obviously borrowers here in this area. Obviously, that's what we care about.
Yep.
What we care about the most. So,
what were some of your biggest takeaways on the budget stuff pertaining to mortgages? What really grabbed your attention? Kind of itemize it, I guess.
Okay, you know, really overarching, I think the biggest motivation here with this budget is to create more housing for Canadians.
Yep.
We've been talking about this for a long, long time. We need more housing starts. And we need housing, all types of housing. We need more of that. So the government was very motivated to get millions of more homes going. And part of that is going to incentivize builders to build. Mm-hmm. You know, the provinces to work with the federal government and the municipalities to work with the provinces to get more of these shovels in the ground. So I think that's great news. That being said, there have been some very significant changes for first-time home buyers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is something that we're obviously going to dive deep into today. One of the things is a 30-year amortization for first-time home buyers buying a newly constructed property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's big.
That's just for new, is it?
That's for newly constructed. That's right.
Yep.
And the home buyers plan, which is very popular, which is the RRSP program, was $35,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now will be $60,000 each individual can withdraw from the RRSP tax-free.
Yep.
The big caveat here is, historically, they had 2 years before they had to start paying the money back, and they had 15 years total to put the money back in their RRSP without being taxed. Now there's going to be a 5-year grace period, still with that 15-year runway, but 5 years with no payments required to be able to put these funds back in. So, you know, certainly some major, major changes. It basically equates to $6,000 a year a borrower would need to put back in their RRSP, which would be, a total of $500 a month. Mm-hmm. The one thing we need to remember is you're borrowing this money from yourself. So you're not going to make any, you're not going to save any taxes by putting this money back in, and you're not going to make any, you know, maybe return on your investments while you don't have the money in there. But it is a great way to come up with your down payment and reduce your total borrowing cost. You know, at some point, you're going to have to put $500 a month on average back in, especially after that 5-year period.
Okay, in your opinion, not percentages, but is there going to be a lot of uptick on this? Do you think there's a lot of people out there with that extra money in their RRSPs that could take advantage of this?
Yes.
Why do you say that?
Because I can tell you a lot of borrowers that we see all the time, you know, the very first thing that they want to do if they're a first-time home buyer is take that $35,000 out of the RRSP. That's really one of the only times that people can borrow from their RRSP tax-free.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the borrowers that we see, they have more than $35,000 in their RRSP. And I can tell you, specifically in bigger marketplaces, I'm not just saying in Halifax, but in Ontario and BC, the amount of down payment that people need, significantly more than $35,000 in many cases. So, you know, I think it's a good move. And I think for those borrowers that have been really good at saving, it's a great way for them to, you know, leverage that investment and get them, you know, into the housing market. So that's one of the things, honestly, I'm the most excited about. I think I'm more excited about the RRSP program than I am about the 30-year amortization. But my one caveat is builders are listening. And I think the federal government is just going to be really on the side of builders. I think they're going to really help build on Canada Land's properties all over the country. I really think that there's going to be a lot of incentives coming down the pipeline for builders to get these home starts going. And it's all types, like apartments, condo, townhomes, single family homes, duplexes, everything. I think there's going to be construction. And I think there's going to be a lot more motivation to build homes at a lower cost, specifically even for first-time home buyers to buy, because it's going to get them into that marketplace. Like we need like 3-4 million homes, right?
Yep.
Over the next very short period of time.
Yeah.
And I think that the amount of homes that really the government's projecting that they want to have built is about double what the natural amount of homes that would normally be built is. So there's obviously going to need to be some changes. We're going to need a lot of skilled labor, Todd.
Yep.
A lot of skilled labor.
I was going to ask you about that. The human resources.
The human resources piece, I think, is going to be huge. Yeah. And I think and I hope that the government will work with like community colleges across the country to get more people into these skilled trades. And I also hope with our immigration track that we start bringing in more of these skilled trade workers. We need plumbers. We need electricians. We need carpenters. We need anyone that will really like swing a hammer, because I think that's one of the biggest challenges, you know, to get this construction done, is we don't have enough people that are skilled or enough people that really want to work in the trades to do this construction.
Do we have enough companies when it comes to all of this? I'm talking about
companies and capital.
Capital, all of that stuff, because human resources is one thing, but you need to have that component to it as well. So do you feel that that's in place?
I can see what's going to happen potentially is the federal government will probably work with the, you know, Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation, their Crown Corp. They could be a mortgage lender. The federal government could also work with the banks to do some loan guarantees. Like, they've done so many unique things over the last couple of years, even with COVID, to, you know, securitize funds, work with banks. You know, there's a lot of ways to, you know, get capital flowing, you know, effectively, you know, in a cost-effective way. And I think it's just the tip of the iceberg. I think we're going to see a lot more programs kind of come out. And I'm really here for it. You know, I'm here for housing. You know, we're in the housing industry. That's really what our show is about, Todd. Like, Mortgage 101 is, you know, we talk about housing, we talk about mortgage lending, we talk about real estate, we talk about other things that are, you know, involved with it. But that's really what it comes down to. Everyone needs a safe, secure, you know, affordable place for them to lay their head every night.
Yep.
You know, and it doesn't necessarily need to be a single family home.
I was going to ask you about that. The type of housing that's being built, we're talking about not prefab, that type of thing. What are your thoughts on utilizing prefab and all of that?
I'm here for a prefab if it's on a foundation. What I'm not here for, and I've said it here on our show, you know, I'm not a big fan of mobile homes in the traditional sense that are not on a foundation. Typically, that is a depreciating asset. Right now, it's appreciated because everyone needs housing.
Yep.
And, you know, they've gone up. But that those type of homes in terms of like what we consider a trailer, they don't last forever, and they do have problems. I think a prefab, I'm totally on side with it. You know, like, I'm talking about these ones that maybe are built in two pieces. They come on a trailer of some sort and are put on a foundation. I think that's a great way to get houses done very quickly and efficiently. I think prefabs kind of had a bad rap. But there's certainly, even locally here in Nova Scotia and New Brunswick, there's some great companies that are doing prefabs. And that's certainly something that is very easy to get a mortgage on. Typically, we would do that as a turnkey, a single advance. And we see those type of homes certainly being a great way to, I think, balance out the cost. And also, sometimes they can, you know, be delivered quicker than a normal stick build could be in a custom home.
Yep.
You know, the federal government is going to work, you know, with contractors and developers and things. And I hope that there's just going to be like some standard building plans that we know can be done very efficiently, quickly. And everyone's going to be involved, from mortgage lending to, I think, suppliers to contractors, the government, the municipalities. Everybody's going to be involved with really working together, I think, over the next 10 years to make this happen.
Yeah, and of course, there's so much to get to. I do want to drill down more into the 30-year mortgage and what that looks like and who can utilize that so we can talk about that. And what else you got in your mind?
We're certainly going to talk about real estate. And I mean, it's spring. Spring is such an important time in real estate, and we're going to get to that for sure.
Okay, Mortgage 101, your guide to home ownership. We'll be right back.
If you've liked what you've heard and you want to learn more, feel free to visit us online at teamclinton.ca.